Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797. Back to your phone calls in a minute. Let's talk some football.
All right.
Interesting weekend for Michigan, Michigan State, and the Lions. Because I feel like all three of them are playing like level of goodness games, a chance to validate what level of goodness they're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if the Lions go on the road, all three of them on the road, all three of them playing strong, decent to strong opponents, still a little not quite sure what Nebraska is. But, I mean, this is a game that if you're going to have be the best version of whoever you are and get the most wins that you can reasonably get, for Michigan, they got to win this game. For state, it's a, hey, is this 3-0 authentic, or is this 3-0 kind of a scheduled 3-0? And for the Lions, obviously, you're taking down one of the top contenders for the Super Bowl out of the AFC. So we're looking at validation of how good you can possibly be this year. All three of them, big games, man, big games. And they're all on at separate times. Spartans and Wolverines don't play at the same time. We'll get into the start time later.
Oh, they don't?
You know what's funny?
They're not playing at the same time this weekend?
What's interesting is when this came out, we were like, oh my God. Now that we're on the eve of it, I feel like people are like are now, oh my God. Am I wrong?
No. No, you're not. I mean, it's really starting to hit me. Seriously, 11 o'clock start time for Michigan State tomorrow night. 11 o'clock.
Didn't they play like a 10:45 game at Arizona State one year?
Yeah, it was Arizona State. Yeah.
I'm almost sure they had
they played in Arizona. And Arizona State, or was it Utah State? Was that when they?
They never played at Utah State. Michigan State at Utah State?
They played Jordan Love.
Did they?
Yeah.
At Utah State.
I can't
Michigan
remember.
State went
I
to
don't
Utah.
Remember if it was Utah State or not. I know they played Jordan Love. I know you're thinking of the Arizona State game because it was a few years ago and I had some friends that went out to that.
Yeah, I can't imagine they'd shoot.
And they played Hawaii before too. But.
Yeah, but at Utah State? Because they wouldn't play 11 o'clock at home against Utah State, but. They played that game in East Lansing. Yep, it was in East Lansing.
I said they played Utah State.
Okay, but why would that be relevant to start time?
Because I thought maybe it was out west, but it wasn't. Obviously, they played at Michigan State.
Yeah, all right.
Get off my case, math man.
Sorry, they did play at Arizona State, although this box score doesn't tell me what
Stop
time the
Stop lying
game
to the
off.
People.
This box score doesn't tell me what time. Well, here's where the story was posted. Well, that was a gesture. You still worked up about that, huh?
Yep.
I mean, we could circle back to it if you want.
No.
I was trying to move on.
Let's go. You want something that's going to make me feel better? Let's start talking about football.
The Michigan State Arizona State box score I'm looking at doesn't tell what time the game kicked off. I'm pretty sure it was like 10:15, 10:45 or something like that.
Yeah,
that probably 10:30. But the story was posted from the Associated Press at 4:10 a.m. So I'm going to guess it was indeed one of those crazy late starts.
Yeah.
So what's your plan, bro?
I mean, I'm up that time of night on a Saturday night anyway. I usually retire late, like after 2 o'clock on a Saturday night. So I'll be up watching it. I don't know if my friend's going to want to watch it with me or not. That's a game where I could see a couple of my buddies saying, yeah, I'll come over and watch the first half, and then they'll skedaddle.
Yeah.
A couple of friends live really close, so it wouldn't be a problem. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'll just sit at home and watch it. I don't know.
It's a fascinating game because I think, you know, it's a chance to validate stuff, right, for Michigan State. It's to say this is more than a scheduled 3-0 start. This is a chance to say, hey, this is a good football team.
It is. It's a great chance of validation for Michigan State. And, you know, the 3-0 start's awesome, but they started off 3-0 last year, and they didn't finish strong. They are a heavy underdog. Right now it's an 18.5 point spread.
Didn't it open at 16.5?
Yeah, I think it did. So it opened actually at 15.5, and now it's up to 18.5. I'm not sure why it's that high. I mean, I get it. USC is they're good, but I don't know how good they are. You know, who have they played? Montana State, Georgia Southern, and then they beat Purdue 33-17.
Sorry for your loss, Doug.
Montana State.
So
I'm a Montana guy.
That's what I meant.
I'm into the Crimson. Yeah. I'm not into the Bobcats.
But I mean, am I supposed to think that okay, Purdue and Michigan State are the same team? Is that how you go into it?
I actually think they kind of are because I would guess I'm pretty sure their win totals are very similar. Like their over unders going into the season.
I don't know. I look at USC and their lineup, what they have as a team. Jordan Maiava, the quarterback, was UNLV transfer, I think. He's good. I don't know how good he is. Has he really been tested against those defenses? They've got a younger offensive line, you know, redshirt sophomores and one redshirt junior, a true junior and a redshirt freshman. That's what they have up front. So can that be exploited at all? Michigan State's got a pretty good defensive line.
They don't pressure quarterbacks.
No, but they stop the run.
Okay.
And if I think controlling the line of scrimmage is always good. I sure would be awesome if they can actually get some pressure on the quarterback. And we'll see if they can dial up some pressure here.
Should have signed an edge rusher.
Yes, they should have signed an edge rusher, 100%. Sorry. Well, they actually did.
I know.
A couple of them. But we'll see if maybe they pay off this.
Should have got Max Crosby.
That's 100% true. I don't know. I mean, if I were betting this game, I'd take the points of Michigan State. I'm not saying they're going to win, but 18.5 seems like a lot for a team that can control both ends of the line of scrimmage. Hopefully, they can run the ball. If they can run the ball, then anything can happen for Michigan State. Hopefully, guys are healthy. It sounds like the right path. And
yeah, is there a Marsh update?
I haven't seen a Marsh update, but is the game at 11 o'clock? Does that matter that it's 11 o'clock instead of at noon?
Give him an extra 11 hours to
in the hyperbaric chamber to do whatever he got to do. I don't know. Hopefully he's ready to go. But I just
go meet with Miyagi while he's out there. Wasn't he in a suburb of LA? What was it? Reseda?
Yeah, Reseda.
Yeah. Go see Miyagi.
At least that's where Daniel LaRusso lives.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.